Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna
complicate ya. Hey everyone, and welcome to a very late episode of Social Blend.
Hello everyone, yeah, it's a very late episode. This is live once again. We are recording it the same day, which is, I think, the best, but it's also stressful too, because it's like, we have so much going on, but,
I'm Gracie, of course.
And I'm George. Welcome. We are going to start airing our episodes on Wednesdays, from now on. Just because it makes more sense just to do it this way. And also so we're not missing as much in regards to pop culture and stuff like that. But yeah, we have a long, long list of things to discuss today. Gracie, what's up with you?
You know, I've been working a fuck ton. I'm exhausted. But, you know, I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging out with my friends. Being silly.
I love it.
Being a gremlin, you know.
Literally same. Yeah, literally same. Golf season for me is over. So this was my first year doing golf. So I liked it. I think I would do it next year.
Yeah, you were like really loving it a couple months ago.
I do like it. Since I came back from Italy, like I haven't been doing it. So, you know, but I loved it. I think it was really, really fun. Yeah. What else happened?
You know what I'm doing? Actually, I am in the process of like gutting my entire apartment. And like throwing shit away and
moving
stuff around. And I'm like, I cannot believe how much trash I have. I filled up already like 4.5 big black garbage bags, like heavy duty treasure bags.
Mm-hmm. No, that happens though. Yeah, we don't realize how much shit we have. Like, stuff that actually could just be tossed in the garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? It's kind of, like, making me think about my consumption of things and, like, why am I buying this many things?
Right.
Like, this year for, like, Christmas and my birthday coming up, well, it's in, like, another fucking 11 months, whatever. Yeah. 11 months, literally exactly 11 months from today. Yeah. Just give me money and then I'll use the money to go to the bar and buy groceries.
Right.
And, you know, pay my bills. And that's it, because I don't need all this shit.
Right. Yeah. We need to eat and pay our bills. So if money is given, it's so much easier.
It's way better.
Yeah.
I don't want things.
Right. No, I'm the same way. I hate little knickknacks. I hate little bullshit. Like, I don't want any of that. It's a no for me. But recently I went to a winery and they like basically you had to pay to get in, but it was Lorita Winery. But like you get the glass. And I was like, the fuck am I gonna do with this glass? Like, I don't even want it. Like it's little bullshit. So, but you still take it anyway. But, what else is going on with me? I mean, other than that, I'm getting the new iPhone. So, guys, literally, I've had the iPhone 12 a year. Yeah. I got it a year after it came out. So, I've had it for quite a long time. I think that's 7 years. So, I finally am, like, saying, you know what? Fuck it. Just get an upgrade. I'm that kind of person that, like, if my phone's okay, I'm not going to get a new phone. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But it's finally that time where I'm like, all right, I think it's time to just get the new one. So that's what I'm doing. But
nice. Very nice. Yeah. I have the 15.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I needed one. It was like, I needed it.
Yeah, I think you were in the same boat as me. Like, you, like, yeah. you know, you had it, yeah. your old one for so long.
Right. Yeah. But, and, like, yeah. but I had wanted to, like, let make this one, the one I had before I got this one, last for, like, at least one more year.
Yeah.
But it just, like, it, my battery was so fucked. It was so bad.
Yep.
That's I was constantly charging my phone.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. That's what is currently happening to me. And I dropped it and it cracked. I'm like, it's over. So
yeah. What color are you gonna get?
I'm looking
at them right now. They look nice.
They're nice, but I'm gonna just stick to white.
The white one? Is that what you have now? Yeah,
that's what I have right now.
Okay.
So
the black one is sexy, so basic. Though. The black one's really sexy.
I do like black, but I feel like I was so over black with all those years when it was just the one color. Like, I feel like I always had the black. So now I want to, I'm done.
Yeah, I like this pink one, too. The green one, of course.
Yes. Okay. So no,
it's teal. And then the blue is really nice.
Yes. I love all those colors. I got the 16 Pro.
Oh, you not, did.
Not
oh,
the so basic 16.
Really? That's a lot.
Which, expensive. It's so expensive. Which now, I'm like, I kind of wish I just got the basic 16 because everyone's saying it has all the same shit. So I'm like, am I just paying for titanium? Like,
right, yeah. And, like, these colors, I mean, I guess they're cool. Whatever.
Yeah, I like the beige one, but I was like, just stick to the white. But I love the 16. Their colors are really cute. The blues, the greens, the pink. Yeah. Like, I love it. But
yeah, I love it. I have the green iPhone 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a nice color. I love that color. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
But, like, I really love my case.
Oh, I love that case.
My friend Nicole was like, oh my God, Gracie, your phone case just is like, just represents you so perfectly.
I was like, oh, I know. I like it. I want like a fun case. Like when I get my case, I want it like to be fun. So I'm going to be on the hunt soon.
So I'll send you the link or like, I'll give you the information. It's Casely is where I got it.
Okay.
And I really love it a lot. And it's like a really good case. I got the like bold one.
Mm-hmm.
So it has like the, like it's black here.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
And then, and it's also like lifted, like, you know, so it has a little, I have a screen protector, but it has more like protection.
Yeah.
But like, I also, with my old phone, I didn't have a screen protector and I dropped my phone all the time and I had the same case just for that phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it like my screen never broke. I haven't broken an iPhone
that's in
years. Knock on wood.
Literally.
You know? Yeah, this is a great case. Shout out Casely. We're not sponsored, but.
All right, I'm gonna look them up.
No, you got it. They're great, but make sure you get like the bold one because it's like boxy.
Yes, I like that. Lift
it and it's good. It like that shit is safe.
Casely. Okay. Oh yeah, these are cute. Oh, and they're not even like that expensive.
No, but and they're really nice. I usually like, they always have like a buy one get one sale. So I'll usually buy two of the same case because I don't really like any of the other ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, they always have that. It's always going on the buy one get one. I told you.
Buy one get one. They have one.
I have a backup for once this one gets really beat up, which it's starting to.
Okay.
And I just replace it, you know, and then when I need more, I buy more.
I love it.
And
wait, I like their colors.
Screen protector from them too.
A free one?
No, a cheap one.
Oh, cheap one. Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap. I got mine for like $15. Yeah.
It says put in your email. Put in your fucking email. My email is not working right now, guys.
Before
this episode, we had a huge problem trying to get on because I could not email shit. My email is now out of storage. I hate it. It's disgusting.
Just delete everything.
I've deleted so much.
Yeah.
I just hate this marketing scheme that they're like, oh, there's, you have no more storage left. What the fuck you mean? I've had emails.
You could buy it.
Right. I don't want to buy it. And I've had emails where there's 15,000 emails on it.
No, me too.
And it's fine.
I have 15,000, but I have more Google storage. I have a large Google Drive.
I know, but I can't keep paying. Like, I have Apple Drive right now, whatever the fuck it is.
iCloud.
iCloud, yes. And now I'm going to have this. I'm like, please.
I don't really even need iCloud anymore because when I got the new phone, I got one with like a lot of storage on it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I upgraded my storage, so I'm going to have extra now. But yeah, other than that, I really haven't been doing much. I've been laying low. I've been working. And yeah. But I feel like I'm busy all the freaking time. So, yeah. But other than that, like, summer's officially over.
Right.
And the start of fall has begun. It's crazy. All the leaves are falling immediately. Like, the second summer ended, it was like fall immediately. Well,
I know. I feel like the past couple years it's been doing that.
Yes, it has been, because I used to go to the wineries like in November and it was fine still. Now I feel like going to the wineries, you have literally 2 weeks in October and that's it. We still have to plan a fucking winery day.
I know. We've been trying to do this for like over a year.
All right. Well, maybe let's try.
Next weekend, I can't.
Okay. So the following weekend.
Yeah, that might work. But, like, if I take the train to you, can you get me at the train station and drive us? And
then that's no problem. Okay, perfect. And just like that.
And just like that,
we made plans. yeah.
All right. You guys.
What?
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I feel like we are setting up something huge right now.
And what is that?
We are setting up
icons.
No, like Meredith calling out Whitney.
Oh, yes.
I think that's going to be something. And because Heather was like, somebody's out to get her. And I think there's going to be a big reveal. I mean, I could be wrong. I could be just like picking up on the wrong things, but I don't know. That seemed kind of like ominous to me, that whole thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. These ladies have upped the ante every season since season one. Like, the seasons have gotten crazier and crazier. Like, you would have thought that Jen Shao going to prison would have was the craziest thing. They've like peaked. But then after that, befriending what did she call herself? Reality Von Tees. Yeah.
Yep.
And like, that was crazier. I feel like it was insane because she led them on for so long. And like, I mean, this season, you know, there's going to be something crazy. We got Mary back full time. We've got these new bitches, you know,
which Mary has been incredible. When the girl goes, well, you know, I grew up poor too. And Mary goes, I never said I grew up poor. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she goes, what's she going to do? Put some bread in my purse? Like, no.
Did you watch the newest episode?
Yes. I'm all up to date.
Okay. Me too. Yeah. Like, I watched all three that are out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
I love, though,
in the preview for next episode, the ladies are drinking High Life, baby.
Oh, wait, what do you mean?
They're drinking High Life because I guess they're like on a tour of the brewery or something, but the guy goes, yeah, it's the champagne of beers. And I'm like, High Life.
Oh my God. I've never had.
I had several High Lifes last night.
Wow. And is it good? Like,
it's the champagne of beers, baby.
Okay.
You know, type shit. Come on.
All right. I'll have to try High Life.
It's Miller High Life.
Oh, Miller. Okay.
Obviously the makers of Miller Lite, but we love High Life.
Yes.
We're High Life.
Okay. I'm going to have to try that. My other favorite is when the new girl, Brittany, was saying like how, you know, her and her boyfriend are back to, which, did you see that too? They think it's like a scam. They think like her dating that guy was not real.
Really?
Yeah, because
she was on FaceTime with.
Well,
there are pictures of them together.
No, no, no. Like, they are they're friends. Remember, he was like, we're best friends? And she was like, yeah. I think it was because they are like friends, but she's making it seem like they're dating.
But she was crying about the DM thing.
Right.
So, like, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what
happens. So, we'll have to see. But that's just an alleged... Yeah. That's an alleged...
Yeah.
It's like a... But, yeah. But,
Reality Von T.
Yeah. But so far, I love this season. Every episode has been giving. Last episode, what? They went on that...
I don't even fucking remember. Tightrope. It was, like, boring.
They went on a tightrope or something. And then... They went to Milwaukee.
But then the one before that, they were at the ropes course.
Yes. Okay. And then they're in Milwaukee. And then that's when the whole thing came out with Whitney selling fake... Or Whitney selling overpriced...
Right.
...jewelry.
Right.
That's not going to end well. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so far we love it. Like, Salt Lake City really is that fucking show. I'm obsessed with it.
I know. It's so good.
The new season of The Real Housewives of New York also premiered. It's good. It's good. Here's my thing. I feel like these women are just shy to show us their real lives, like, on camera. I feel like they fake a lot of stuff. Not fake, but...
Okay. Is this the reboot?
The reboot, yes. It's really making me miss the Real House, the originals. Like,
okay. You know, this is the second or third season of the reboot.
This is the second season. So the first season came out last year. It did not well. The numbers weren't well. It didn't do well. And the cast just was not gravitating towards, like, not the cast, I'm sorry. The viewers were not gravitating towards the cast. There's like a few of them that I like, and I feel like they're authentic. The rest of them, it's very much like, how are we getting a storyline? What do we say? Like, stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, check it out. The first episode just aired. It's just, I don't know. It's just not the same. It's not the same Roni. I miss the Real Housewives of New York. They were always amazing, crazy, over the top. And just, like, they showed their lives, whether they were going to jail or, you know, whether they were, you know, being arrested or, you know, whatever their life was. They're getting a divorce. They're getting married. They're getting,
you know.
It just was, like, real shit. Like, I don't know. Like, now I feel like they just, it's dumb. Like, this season, someone's mad because they didn't Venmo them money for the Uber. I'm like, okay. Like, that's so stupid. Like, it's, you know, so stuff like that.
Right.
But there is a new Bravo show on the horizon. It's a TV show. Or it might be, actually, it might be a Peacock show.
Okay. But it's,
Yeah. But, yeah. Peacock is Bravo. So let me just... But yeah, this is like, it's going to be a show with housewives, and it's like a housewives dating show spinoff with Luann De Lesseps, who was an original housewife.
Luann, love
yes,
her.
Countess. Oh yeah, that's, yeah, she was also on Ultimate Girls Trip.
I love Ultimate Girls Trip. Are they doing more of those?
No, I think ever since the Caroline bullshit, Caroline Manzo, they
crazy.
Like, yeah, like, I don't think they're going to do it. But it's Luann De Lesseps, Gisele Bryant.
Love.
Ashley Darby.
Okay, love.
And Shannon Storms Bedore.
Ah.
So it's going to be like a dating show where they're going to date these guys.
I love that.
So I'm excited for that. So we'll see how that is. There's already been a little drama like around that whole thing. But. Right. But I don't know. Like, I'm not going to say anything yet because I don't know if it's, like, true or not. But, yeah, I'm excited for that. That's going to be, like, something fun. I love all of them. Ashley Darby, I love.
Mm-hmm.
I love Luann. She's so fun.
She's, like, slutty, too. I love her.
Yes, I love it. Like, I love.
Let's look up her birth chart.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I wonder what she is. I don't even know. I
all right, we got it. Let's see.
She gives Aquarius vibes. I don't know.
Okay, her sun is in Taurus.
Okay.
Her moon is Sagittarius. Wow. And we don't have her rising because I don't know what time she was born.
Okay.
But love that. Who else should we look up while we're at it?
Let's look up Shannon Storm's Bedore.
Okay, Shannon.
I know she's an Aries, but...
Celebrity search. Shannon... Hold on.
Let's see.
Okay. Let's see. We got it.
I know Aries. Wait. I know she's an Aries for one of them.
Okay, yeah. Aries sun and Sagittarius moon. Just like Luann, right? Isn't that what I said?
Wait, what was the first one? No, you said Taurus.
No, but she's also, they're the same moon.
Oh, yes.
Sagittarius moon. Yeah, they have the same moon sign. We don't know her rising. We don't know her rising, though.
Damn. Okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
I feel like the rising is more telling, and that's why it's so specific. Right. It's within 2 hours. My friend thought he was born at 2, and I was, and so he let me do his birth chart, and then he actually like ended up texting his mom, and he was like, "What time was I born?" And she said 3, and it changed his rising sign.
No way! I didn't know that
because it's 2 hours. Yeah.
Holy shit!
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the superfruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
Okay.
All right, you guys, we are back. Thank you for that beautiful ad read, George.
Thank you.
We love it so much. Big fans.
Thank you. I have to just say something real quick. I have been starving for like the past 3 weeks. I cannot stop fucking eating. No matter how much I feel like I've eaten and I'm fine, like I am not full.
Really?
I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I think it's my body saying, like, it's winter. Like, start eating up.
Exactly.
I'm so mad about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, let's talk about pop culture. I'll take the first one.
Yes.
We have Katy Perry's new album, 143. I don't know if you listened to it, but I did. I loved it. I feel like you would probably like it, Gracie, honestly.
I don't know.
But I know. It's fine. I never was a KP fan, but, like, at the same time, like, I like to listen to new music. So her album was out, and I was like, okay, let me listen to it. I really liked it. It was a fun album. It was, like, different than anything she's done, really. But
yeah,
that's my review of the album. I thought it was really good, and I think everyone should listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, take a peek.
Yeah. Take
a listen. Take a listen. Next we have Lana Del Rey, officially married. What are your opinions?
I can't believe the crazy bitch did it.
I know. I can't fucking believe it. And like the man isn't like I
He's
feel
not
bad.
Even hot, bitch.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to say. Like, I don't wanna be mean, but it's not like he's even good looking. It's weird. But recently paparazzi were outside of a gas station. Tell me why her and him were just laying on the floor at the gas station. I'm like, is she okay?
No.
It's so bad. I'm like, what is happening? And now she's in Louisiana. I'm like, girl. What the hell? Like,
she's crazy. Like, what are you doing, bitch?
Yeah. Everyone's like, she's going to have alligator kids. Like, they're all going to, like, be hanging out with alligators as pets. Because he is a... Guys, she married an alligator instructor.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand this woman.
He is an alligator instructor. I'm like, okay, like, this is strange, but whatever.
This woman is crazy.
She is. I just hope she's okay, because I know when she gets like this, it's not good. I mean, she's spiraling. I'm so sorry.
I know, but I mean, the album's gonna go crazy.
Oh, I know. Don't we know it?
The album's gonna go fucking insane, bitch.
Literally. Literally. Yeah. So, yeah, this whole thing's crazy about this marriage. But at the same time, I wish them well. If this is truly the love of her life and she's happy and all that, then I wish her nothing but the best. But
yeah, obviously.
You know. Next we have Travis Kelce. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? This was random.
No, I mean, like, he's a little stupid. No offense, Travis.
No, literally. Like, I look at him and I'm like, I don't know if he has a high IQ. Like,
no.
But do you think this was something that was done because he was with Taylor Swift?
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Yeah. For sure. Like, all of a sudden, like, now he's getting all these deals. Like, okay.
No, yeah. She definitely is way more famous than him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So
she definitely, like, was able to get that pull with him.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But insane. So, I don't know. I'm just so over them, too. I heard they broke up, but I don't know.
Like, that would
I just heard that today.
Seriously?
Yeah, because he hasn't been at any of her shows. She hasn't been at any of the games. Nothing.
First of all, it is football season. So, you know, that's probably why they aren't all up on each other right now.
Yeah.
And where is she touring right now?
Shoot, I don't even know.
Let's see.
Is she done? That fucking tour has been 8 years long. Like, come on.
It's been so many. It's so long. Wasn't it like last year and then now this year too?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know, she's still touring. She's playing in Miami, then New Orleans. She's doing weekends though, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that means that, like, she's not going to be at any games. Because football games are Monday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Okay.
And she's on tour for the next like couple weekends.
Okay. And then that's it? The tour's over?
No. I think it's going to keep going. But
this bitch. I cannot take it. Like, enough already.
Yeah. No, but like, football happens Thursday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay.
She's on tour Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Like, she's performing. So, like, that's definitely why. Because what is she going to do? Go to a Thursday game, like, at night, stay out and party, and then, like, go sing the next night? Do her tour? She's not going to go on Sunday because she's fucking at her own show.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday she's recovering. So, like, and also there's only usually ever, like, one game on Mondays.
Okay.
So, like, Monday would probably be the day that would make the most sense for her to be at a game.
Right. Okay. Wow. So, like,
debunked.
Debunked. My knowledge of football.
Thank you. I've been playing fantasy football for 4 years.
Holy shit. Yeah, I was laughing when you posted that thing about the fantasy football. I was cracking up. I'm like, yeah.
What did I post?
I think you were like, me doing this every year and still not knowing what the fuck is going on or something like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm in last place right now.
I'm like, that's me. Remember that one show? Was it called The League?
The League, yeah.
Oh, that was so fucking good.
It was so good, but then, like, this one season got really dark, and I was like, I think I'm done.
It got canceled, right?
Yeah, it was 6 seasons, though, so that's, like, a long time, though.
Oh, that is a long time. Oh, I was obsessed with that show. It was so good. I wonder.
It was good. It's funny, but, like, after, like, season 5 gets weird, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You guys, SNL premiered.
Yep. I did not watch it.
It was okay.
Okay.
I'm a little underwhelmed. I don't like the design of, like, the logo and stuff this season. Mm. And I don't like the intro. And I really liked the intro the last 2 seasons, though, because it was at the Chelsea Hotel. It was so cool.
And wait, they changed it? Ew.
They always do that. They'll only keep the same one for, like, 2 to 3 years, maybe.
Oh.
Sometimes it's only for 1 year, but, like, and, like, 3 of the cast members from last season are out this season. Punky Johnson, Chloe Trost, and hold on.
Okay. I just saw the new logo.
Okay. That's Molly Carney, Punky Johnson, and Chloe Trost.
Okay. Wow, they got rid of a lot of people.
3 women, all women. I'm sorry. I take that back. Not all women. 2 women, 1 non-binary person.
Okay.
And one of the women was a black woman.
Okay. So now, I wonder if this was them saying they don't want to do it, or you think they got the boot?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. You know what I mean? But there is going to be, like, a special. It's 3 hours on February 16th. I remember the 40th special.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. There are 3 new cast members, too.
Okay. I'm looking right now at the PP. I don't know some of these people.
Yeah. I can't believe those 3 left, though.
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder what happened. Let me look it up. That is so strange. Like, I'm very, like, I need to know what happened there.
Yeah.
But... yeah, so I didn't watch it. I completely forgot about it.
Oh, my God. Well, watch it now.
Yeah, it's on Peacock, right? Because it's NBC?
Yeah, it's on Peacock.
Perfect. I will watch that. And I have to get caught up on a few other shows. Like, I'm so fucking behind on shows, except Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, I watched it the night it aired because I was like, you know what? Let me just watch it. And that's it.
Sorry.
Oh, okay, I could see. All right, I see the cast that left. Okay.
Yeah. There's a new show with Kristen Bell.
Oh.
And Adam Brody on Netflix. Hold on. You.
Bless oh, me. Bless you.
Thank you. Let's see. What is it called?
I thought you were yelling at the cats for a second.
No, I was sneezing.
I'm like, uh-oh, what do they do?
Where is it? How do I? Okay, filmography.
Yeah, I was going to say, just type in Kristen Bell.
And she's here we go. Okay. She has a lot. She's been in almost everything. So she has a separate Wikipedia page for all of this stuff.
Literally.
It's called Nobody Wants This. And it's Kristen Bell and Adam Brody. It's so good. On Netflix. And I've also been watching on Peacock. Let me see what that's called. Off the Court. No. Hold on.
Okay.
George?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
I'm here.
Okay. The other show I've been watching is with Steph Curry and Adam Pally, Mr. Throwback.
Mr. Throwback. Let me see that one.
It's really good. I'm actually I just paused it before we started so I could, you know.
Oh. Oh, okay. I've seen this. Okay. So it's good because I was going to. Okay. Ooh. Okay. I think I'm going to start this.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I have to write down everything I have to watch now. All right. So SNL, we have to watch. Yeah. I have to watch. You watched it already.
I'll probably watch it again.
And then Mr. Throwback. Perfect. I think I have it saved on my list. Like I saved it because I was like, maybe I'll watch it. But. My gosh. Okay, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Yeah,
I'm excited, and I'm excited to hear what your opinions are.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for this. And then what are your hyperfixations, if you have any, before we close out this pod?
I really don't have any this week, I think.
Damn.
Again, the same, five songs, I guess. But, now that's even wearing off. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I know. I feel the same way. So, mine was Katy Perry's new album. But that's kind of wearing off now. Like, I am.
Right.
Just because I've listened to it way too many times. Like.
Right.
Yeah. So, I'll just say Katy Perry's new album for this week. But next week, I already know. Like, by the end of this weekend, it's over. Like, I'm done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm done with that album. So, yeah, but
I hate when you can feel it coming.
Yes, I hate it. I hate because it just doesn't hit the same like it once did. So that's what they say about Real Housewives shows. They're always like, oh, my God, take it all in when you watch the episodes for the first time. Because that's it. You won't feel the same way after watching it over.
Right. But, yeah. I love rewatching things, though, because then I catch things that I didn't catch before.
Yes, me too. That's why I also like rewatching too.
Yeah. So.
All right, guys. Well, it's been a great one. Like I said, next week we're going to start doing episodes airing on Wednesdays. So that's going to be exciting. That's it.
You know what? We'll have to talk about this, but maybe we don't put one out next week and then do it the week after because it's so close and we're not going to have enough stuff to talk about.
Yes, I completely agree. Perfect. Okay. We could do that.
All right, perfect. So we'll talk to you guys in a week and a half.
Yes.
I'm going to go wash my hair, but also probably I'm not doing that.
I feel like that too. I'm like a slug. I'm so lazy.
I'm not going out tonight. I already decided. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, stay home, relax, watch some shows.
I'm staying home. I'm going out tomorrow.
Oh, good. All right. So at least you have that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, have a great weekend, and we will see you all, not next week, but the week after.
Love you guys.
Bye. Love you guys. Bye.